This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Look, first thing you ought to do right now, and really should have done right from the opening bell today, is take a deep, deep breath. Because markets go down, too, gang, just like over time, they mostly go up. But I digress, because what got the president tweeting and stocks cratering today was something we have talked about before on this program, the bond market. Specifically, something called the yield curve, which normally curves up and to the right the longer-term bond you are talking about. That is to say, the interest rate, the yield that the government has to pay to borrow your money for, say, 10 years, is usually more than the government has to pay if you buy, say, a 2-year treasury note. Makes sense, right? They are tying up your money for longer. Today, that yield curve, remember, usually up and to the right, inverted. The 10-year yield was, for a little while this morning, less than the 2-year yield. Now, we should care about that because why, Kai? Well, we called Kathy Jones at Charles Schwab, which is, we should say, an underwriter of this program. Here she is.
And when that happens, it signals that expectations for the future are not as optimistic as current conditions.
Expectations that the strong economy we are enjoying right now might not last. Why, though, did the bottom pretty much drop out of stocks today? Here's Sam Stovall at CFRA Research.
Well, I think investors are worried because every recession since the 1970s has been preceded by an inverted yield curve.
However,
yet, like Logic 101 in college, not every inverted yield curve has led to recessions.
More to the point, a recession is not starting like tomorrow.
On average, an inverted yield curve has occurred 11 months before the beginning of recession since 1960.
Case in point, the Great Recession, which officially started in December 2007, the yield curve first inverted in December 2005. So, deep breath. But there is something else going on here, too. There are some things going on in the economy today that are just different than they used to be. One good example is something called the Phillips curve, which for decades has said that the lower unemployment gets, like it is right now, really low, the more inflation there will be, which just has not been happening. In fact, last month, Fed Chair Jay Powell said basically, yeah, forget the Phillips curve.
The relationship between slack in the economy or unemployment and inflation was a strong one 50 years ago. If you remember that in the 60s, there was a close correlation there, and that has gone away.
So from the Marketplace desk of Take a Deep, Deep Breath, Justin Ho set himself to finding out whether the yield curve's predictive power might be up there with the Phillips curve.
There are a couple of reasons why the yield curve might be inverting that have nothing to do with a recession. One is that the Fed owns a ton of bonds that it bought up to stimulate the economy after the crisis. That caused prices to rise and yields to drop. A report today from Wells Fargo said if the Fed didn't own all those bonds, the yield curve probably wouldn't have inverted. And so, says Drew Mattis at MetLife Investment Management,
you know, it's not clear that the yield curve is actually giving a signal of recession at this point.
The other reason has to do with inflation. Longer-term bonds usually pay more than shorter-term bonds because they try to account for inflation. Ben Carlson at Ritholtz Wealth Management says it's kind of like a buffer in case prices rise while an investor's holding a bond for a decade or longer.
And now that buffer is sort of gone.
That's because inflation isn't behaving the way it should either.
The economy's booming. Unemployment is sort of at a 25-year low.
Kenneth Rogoff is an economist at Harvard.
That's the definition of when you expect to start to see wages pushing up, that's spilling into inflation.
But it's not. Rogoff says the real mystery right now is why.
It's remarkable. I don't know of anyone who really pretends to understand this.
Even former Fed Chair Janet Yellen weighed in on the inverted yield curve today. She told Fox Business that this time it's not a great signal of a coming recession. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.